Hello and welcome to Press TV's debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Almost 4 months since the May 12th parliamentary elections, and finally, Iraq's parliament has held its first session. Two coalitions are claiming that they will have enough members to form a government out of 329 members. 166 seats are needed to form a government. Will it be the Sadr Abadi coalition or the Amiri al-Maliki one? And what will it mean to the Iraqi nation, to the region, and to the world? Stay with us as we take a look at all of this on this debate. I'd like to welcome my first guest to the program, political analyst Mr. Bassem Abu Tabakh out of London. Thank you so much for being with us. Your perspective on the challenges now that each coalition face in order to form a government.
Thank you for having me. To be honest, because of the no one actually gained the majority in the parliament, mainly to the Shia side, which is the normally they name the prime minister. So we have in a difficulty to form actually the bigger list to name this three names like the prime minister and the president and the chairman of the parliament. So far, actually, there is a competition between al-Maliki state of law and al-Abadi, which is al-Nasr, and Muqtada al-Sadr also, including the Communist Party within his coalition. So far, actually, there is a problem with the who is the bigger list. So this is according to the Iraqi constitution. Because of the community of the election, they stopped for the corruption they have a few weeks ago, so they can't decide at the moment. They went, they led them to use the 2014 constitution according to the who is the bigger list. They can't name the majority, which is al-Abadi, he already provide the majority. The other side come with the excuse. They said it's not the leader list who can name the majority. We need a proper name by name to account who's the majority, which is from Fatih and al-Maliki state of law side. This is actually now, it will make a big delay on to form the government.
Okay. Also, Stay with me, please. I just want to get our other guests in on this conversation out of Baghdad. I'd like to welcome member of Iraq State of Law Coalition, Mr. Saad al-Mutalabi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, your take, with both coalitions now are claiming that they have enough votes to form a government. Your thoughts on these coalitions and the direction that you think each would take the Iraqi nation?
Normally, this would be easily found a solution, but as we see it now, as I see it, the victory side, Nasr, Mr. Abadi side, are holding very tightly to an empty bag. They claim to have the largest bloc. Well, the bloc is empty of its constituents, empty of the actual members of parliament in this bag, because the parliamentarian, after they decided or after they attended the first session and after they taken the oath, they have become an actual members of parliament. And then state of law and al-Fat, or we call them the construction bloc, claimed and very clearly stated that this is the largest bloc with the number of parliamentarian and with actual signatures, live signatures, where the other bloc speaking about a blocks with an estimate numbers of participants in that bloc, but without any actual signatures of the parliamentarian. So the leader of the bloc says or claim that he has, for example, 42 members, where in reality he has only 12 members remained. as in the case of Mr. Ebadi with the Victory or Nasser group. So the issue, I mean, it is complicated. So the Speaker of the Parliament, the temporary Speaker of the Parliament, who is the elder of the parliamentarians, passed the questions to the Constitutional Court, and this is now a matter in the Constitutional Court. So we expect within a couple of days that the result will come.
Okay.
At the same time, there are efforts now to bring the two blocks together and try to resolve these differences in such a way to not pave the way for the Kurds to demand further demands or to raise the level of their demands.
Okay, well, what about that, Mr. Abu Talib? Do you think that, as our guest in Baghdad said, there are efforts to try to bring these two groups together? Your thoughts on that? How likely do you think that will happen?
Actually, it's a bit difficult, I mean, because from Al-Abadi side, he is the one who gained to have the prime minister. Also, on the other side, we have Al-Maliki. He got his own member, which is Mr. Tariq. And also Al-Amiri, he's willing to have to be prime minister, and Mr. also Al-Fayyad, which is he's come out of the Al-Nasr group from Al-Abadi side. So it's a bit complicated to name who is going to be prime minister. This issue actually will go on and on until, to be honest, influence and interfering from outside to help the Iraqi to form the government. I don't think, because of the no winning group in the election, this is what happened at the moment. So far, I think the American, they playing actually essential game at the moment to win Iraq and make him in the American side because of the sanction on Iran and put more pressure in Iran. Also, they don't want to form a government, to be honest. From other side, we got the Islamic Republic of Iran. They want to form government. That will the Iraqi in the middle, and I don't think it will have the light end of the tunnel within few days. By the guest, he said within 2 days. Actually, the constitution law, they left the decision till 2014. What happened? They do the copy paste at the moment, but no one will accept the decision, because they said we have a live signature, and Ebadi also provide majority from his side by the group leader.
Okay.
So this is going to make a debate until we don't know what's happened, to be honest. And the Iraqi situation at the moment, all the province are demonstrating to have more help from the government. I don't think anyone will to have the government as soon as possible.
Well, Mr. Al-Matalibi, how important is this juncture for the Iraqi nation? It would seem that actually resolving this, shouldn't be very complex, that one can investigate if the signatures are real or if they fabricated, and basically just prove who has the majority in that way. But tell me, in general, your take on this.
Basically, yes, you're absolutely right. It's very easy to call for a vote in the parliament and count the actual votes and see who has majority. And that's simplifying the issue. Obviously, the other side would not accept, because they'll think that this is oversimplification of the problem and will take away the right of the prime minister, present prime minister, to nominate himself for a further for the session. Naturally, the Americans are putting tremendous amount of pressure on the political elite here in Baghdad to side with Mr. Ebadi. The American pressure on the Sunnis, and it became very obvious now. The Americans want a government formed by Ebadi and Sayroun, and want this government to be a pro-American, pro-Saudi Arabian government that would create, again, make Iraq the Eastern Gate, and probably, you know, make us in with a tremendous amount of difficulties within the region. This is something we cannot accept. This is something we cannot see forthcoming. Will create a tremendous amount of difficulties for the for Iraq and its neighboring countries, and there is no reason for it. So the best solution would be to bring those people together. Of course, Mr. Ebadi knows that he has no chance in hell to become a prime minister. Nobody today will accept, not Sairoun, not Al-Hikma, not State of Law, not Al-Fatah. Nobody would accept Mr. and the Kurds, even Mr. Masoud Barzani stated very to in private circles that he would never accept Mr. Ebadi as a prime minister. So the chances of Mr. Ebadi's are very, very minute. On the other hand, there are better choices for other people. This may pave the way for bringing together the two main blocs and for them to form a coalition government somehow to resolve this issue of the prime minister. State of Law is not interested in the prime minister's position this time, and this position could go to any person that we can have an agreement or national agreement on. Your guest in London stated Dr. Tariq, a very good candidate, and he is respected by most Iraqis, most Iraqi political system. So there are other nominated persons that could fulfill this role.
Well, Mr. Abu Tabak, how important, when we look at security concerns in Iraq, the importance of actually being able to form a government as soon as possible?
I don't think it will be easy, because the influence from the U.S. actually is too much at the moment, and a lot of pressure on the Iraqi, even the Iraqi prime minister. I don't think the direction will be easy to form a government. There is no support from other side. Also, the pressure on next door neighbor Iran, that also make it too much for the Iraqi prime minister, and he lost it, to be honest. He can't handle it anymore, because the pressure from the American and the pressure from his party, which is Al-Da'wa party, they also naming another person which is compete with him. So he don't have the support from his own party, and also the coalition he get in the election. Also, there is actually, I haven't seen any real evidence, but there is only Al-Fayyad, which is three member of Al-Nasr, went to with the other group. So far, I think there is a basis for that, because no one can guess at the moment. Everything is open, and you never know, maybe both party, as your guest said, later on they have in the majority in the parliament, and they have enough candidates to name the three prime minister and president and the Iraqi chairman.
Well, Mr. Mutalibi, you said that the United States does not want a government to be formed. Why would that be the case? They say that they want stability in Iraq, and obviously it's obvious that a country with a government, an elected government, is going to be more stable than one when there's basically no one in charge. So why wouldn't Washington want a government form more rapidly?
I do believe they are interested in an emergency government. They do like this effort to fail at the moment. An emergency government will work outside the Constitution. Americans have problems with the PMUs, the public mobilization units. They don't know how to deal with those. The Americans have a problem with not knowing how to disarm the volatile position in the Middle East, or in particular in Iraq. And in the southern of Iraq, the issues of ISIS has been resolved, but the issues of the PMUs has not been resolved yet. It can only be resolved by having an emergency government. And some people were speaking of an emergency government, but to create a proper conditions to raise an emergency government headed by Mr. Ebadi or Dr. Ebadi would require a complete failure of the Constitution and a failure of the political system to form a volatile or a viable government that could have the support of the nation.
Well, turning to our guests in London, during the last couple of months, we've seen growing number of protests in Iraq, especially in Basra, where people are demanding that their basic necessities be taken care of, like clean water, electricity, and employment. And what do you see as the main problem why some of these basic services are not being provided in a satisfactory manner? And do you think that corruption plays any role in this?
Yes, there is the corruption. Also, there is the competition between all parties try to make the government to failure, and they can't provide services to people. Also, I just would like to say something. You see, we have now, this is the fourth election, and this is the fourth parliament in Iraq. And then we know there is two essential player in Iraq, which is Iran and U.S. If they don't sit down and agree in the Iraqi situation, we're not going to have, or we're not going to see in the near future any government. I remember Mr. Jalal Talibani, the Iraqi president, he said, Al-Maliki come to power without American and Iranian sit down and agree he's going to lead Iraq. Actually, this is true. At the moment, it's two group. One, everybody blame him, he's American, and the other one, he said, like, in favor of Iran. That actually is not true. This is if someone got the majority, he go to the parliament and he formed the government straight away. But this is the situation reflect the war in the area, reflecting on Iraqi situation. I mean, America and Iran, if they are sit down together and resolve all the problem, Iraqi will have easy to form the government within this situation. Also, the surface and the lack of the surface in not just Basra, all Iraqi province as is a failure, because all the Iraqi budget was going to fighting ISIS and all is spent on the Iraqi war. Also, this created by the American, to be honest, try to make Iraqi weaker. I don't think American will care if the Iraqi have a government tomorrow. They don't care, they don't mind, they want Iraq weak and weak. Otherwise, okay, they will help and rebuild Iraq as they have an agreement.
All right, so I'm just about out of time. Let me turn back to Baghdad. Mr. Motalibi, your take. What is it going to take, in your perspective, to resolve this situation?
It is too complicated to have logic involved in this matter. The Iraqi parliamentarians and the leaders decided this time, knowingly, very well knowingly, there are regional and international pressure put on Iraqi politicians, in particular the Sunnis and the Kurds. And this pressure magnified by the American interference and the American presence here in Baghdad and in Iraq. So the Iraqis decided that we will go the Iraqi way, resisting that pressure, and that made the issue more complicated than it used to be. It used to be that there is a suggestion from the superpowers, the regional and the international superpowers, and everybody go in line into those two lines. This time, there is a regional conflict. There is a problem between Iran and the United States. There is a problem between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and there is an issue in Syria and Yemen. All this picture is reflected on the political struggle now, okay, going in the Iraqi parliament.
Well, we're definitely going to have to do another show on this issue. I appreciate both of you being with us, but unfortunately we're out of time. Political analyst Bassem Abu Tabak out of London, member of Iraq's State of Law Coalition, Saeed Al-Motalibi out of Baghdad. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi. See you next time.